rather move along to the subject of leave and a particular kind of leave and a story which caught my eye this morning. Let me set some context for this. When we talk about domestic violence and people who are living in long-term abusive situations, frequently you hear people ask, why didn't you just leave? And it always irks me that, because it's sort of an assumption that it is so easy to leave, that everybody has a place to go, an alternative to fall back on, as if it is easy to pack up a life and leave a home and perhaps find new schools and relocate, as if all of that happens magically when you make the overnight decision to walk out the front door, as if people don't have jobs that they are required to report to and families to provide for. It's one of the core reasons we know why so many victims stay in unsafe and abusive situations, because they don't have alternatives and they are too scared or don't have a sense of having the space to find a plan B. So I was really interested to see that one of our big corporates, Unilever South Africa, has taken a decision to offer special leave to employees who are affected by domestic violence. They're dubbing the policy Haven Leave, and it is part of their attempt to respond to the scourge of violence against women in South Africa. On the line with me is Genevieve Finn, who is Senior Brand Manager at Unilever South Africa. Genevieve, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
I know that this forms part of a sort of a wider workplace policy of how Unilever wants to respond to issues affecting their employees. Can you sketch for us how this new form of leave came about and how long it's been in development?
Yes, absolutely. So JOCO has launched End Domestic Violence, a campaign we're really proud of and really excited about what it can help South African women with. So it's the fight against domestic violence against women in South Africa. We've partnered with People Opposing Women Abuse, other known as POWER, that allows us to really give them funding and assist women who really need the help in this situation. I think on this journey, it's been about 16 months in the making. We started last year about May. And as we went on the journey, we realized that a really big barrier for us is that women are in these domestically violent relationships, but they aren't able to get out because there's so many other complexities that are involved with it, like children and places to stay. And if they're a full-time career woman, it's really difficult to have the time to do all of that. So they end up staying in these relationships along with being violent.
Okay, that's the context. Genevieve, in practice, how is this going to work for employees of Unilever? What is it going to take for someone to be able to access this leave?
So what's really nice is that confidentiality is absolutely key. So we've got four different ways that you're able to redeem this leave. Either you can speak to your line manager, you can speak to your HR business partner. If you want it to be even more confidential, you can speak to our occupational health team, or ICAF, where they have counselors, and they can pretty much contact our HR team and say that a certain number of days need to be taken. So it doesn't need to be disclosed what it's about, because we know it's a really sensitive topic. And basically, once that letter is sent through to HR, the line manager is informed and the person's able to take up to 10 days leave. And it doesn't have to all be taken at once. They can take a few days here and there if they need to.
Is that paid leave, Genevieve?
Yes, absolutely, paid leave. I think there's two ways. You can either take leave or you can do flexible working arrangements. And it's basically just giving women and men, actually. I keep saying women because the Joker campaign...
That's going to be my next question, yeah.
Yes, it is. So the Joker campaign is about domestic violence against women, but Unilever is all about inclusivity, diversity, and making sure that we are including everyone. And so when this policy was introduced about 2 months ago, we made sure that it's for men and women because they also experience abuse.
Okay, important to remember that. Thanks. Genevieve, I can't let me be the devil's advocate and ask the question for the person who's thinking about it. Why should this particular classification of crime receive special attention? What about somebody who is hijacked or suffers a home invasion and also has to make all kinds of arrangements and perhaps organize to go for trauma counseling, etc., on the back of that? Should it not be possible to apply to that kind of situation as well?
I'm actually glad you asked the question. So initially when it was proposed to the business, it was for domestic violence because it's in line with what JOCO's purpose and partnership is about. But once our leadership team looked at this, they said, we don't want to exclude people who are victims of violent crime. And so it was extended so that it looks after hijackings and just out-of-home violence as well. So while it is looking after domestic violence in the space of JOCO, we know that there's a bigger problem at hand. And so this leave applies to out-of-home violence as well.
Okay, and is this going to apply across the Unilever group in every company with every brand that you're working with?
Absolutely. So it is available to our entire workforce, which is 3,300 employees across sites, factories, head office, and it's Unilever South Africa.
Okay. I mean, it's potentially a big commitment for the company, Genevieve, because we know what the stats are, that there are a huge percentage of South Africans who do fall victim to this kind of crime or do need help escaping this kind of situation. Is it just something that you feel as part of your sort of corporate citizenship responsibilities has to be absorbed?
Absolutely. So working with people opposing women abuse, we've been privy to a lot of information and a lot of barriers. And I think as, you know, a leading corporate, it's really important that we set the tone and we really just kind of asking other corporates to get involved with us, because this is a social, it's a social mission. And while we are taking it on, we're really hoping that other corporates will also identify how important this leave is and how important the agenda for South Africa is. And we can, you know, lean on each other and help South Africa.
Genevieve, somebody asking me on the SMS line, how are you going to demand proof for this? If one takes sick leave of a certain nature, you're required to provide a medical certificate justifying the fact that you were genuinely sick. It's a very tricky one because this is, as you say, an incredibly private and vulnerable space that people do not always feel comfortable talking about. How are you going to manage that perspective in terms of making sure that it is not something that becomes abused by people who just want to take an extra day to snooze late?
Yes, this is definitely something we have to think about. And we're really hoping that people aren't going to abuse the system, and we're going to assume that people are doing it for a good cause. We do need these people to go to our counselors to ensure that they definitely have a genuine case. But the person's name and the details of the situation don't need to be disclosed. It really is between the counselor and the HR business partner that they're dealing with. The line manager, if they would like to ask for something, is able to, but I really don't foresee anyone asking for that kind of information and instead just being met with support and comfort.
Genevieve Finn, thank you so much for chatting to us, Senior Brand Manager at Unilever South Africa, introducing a policy of paid leave for those needing to escape situations of domestic violence or recover from situations that have been traumatic, situations of personal violence, etc. Haven leave is the term they are using, which I think is quite lovely. And it's a big commitment for a company of that size to pledge up to 10 days leave, fully paid. Let's not sniff at that. That's a substantial commitment from them. And I think it is something to be applauded. I'd be interested to know how you feel as other businesses, as employees, as employers. I know it would be a difficult financial burden for some companies to be able to cover. Is it something you've considered? Is it something that you are already doing, perhaps on an informal level? How have you dealt with this issue in your workplace?